In the Scuppernong Prairie Natural Area, southwest of Waukesha, endangered species biologist Phil Delphi is hiking through the native grasses. He's on the lookout for butterflies, and he can name a species when one floats by.
It's called Great Spangled Fritillary.
But Delphi, who's with the U.S. Fish and Wildlife Service, really joined a team of butterfly surveyors from the DNR and other agencies to look for the Powashiek skipperling. It's a small butterfly with a mix of gray, brown, orange, and lavender coloring. Last fall, the Powashiek went on the federal endangered species list. Delphi says about a dozen years ago, biologists started noticing a major decline of the insect in its typical range across the upper Midwest.
Something just pulled the rug out from underneath the species, and it just, you know, even in places where the habitat still looks great, its nectar plants are there, the larval host plant is there, the larval food plant, it's just gone.
Delphi says there are various hypotheses, including that pesticides being sprayed nearby are blowing onto the prairie remnants where the Powashiek skipperling used to be found, but he says there's nothing that can be proven yet. Delphi and the DNR say no Powashieks were found during a half dozen surveys at Scuppernong last week. Another endangered butterfly, the Karner Blue, seems to be doing better in Wisconsin, enough so that the annual Karner Blue Festival is still on for this Saturday in Black River Falls. And in May, one man mocked the insect's protected status by appearing to eat a Karner Blue during a YouTube video.
I guess I'll try one. Head's kind of crunchy.
But scientists say there could be a new threat to the Karner Blue starting down in the southern part of its range in northwest Indiana. Notre Dame University professor Jessica Hellman says at the Indiana Dunes National Lakeshore, gradually warming temperatures may trigger the need for habitat adjustments for the butterfly.
We talk about, do we need to do some habitat creation on more northerly slopes that would be a little cooler? It sounds like I'm being evasive, but these are exactly the questions we're struggling with on a day-to-day basis.
Hellman says Karner Blues in Wisconsin could also be harmed if the weather is consistently hotter or there are more intense storms. Intense is also a word for the automobile traffic along this part of U.S. 45 in Milwaukee County, but just yards away is one of the migration routes for the monarch butterfly. The federal government is considering adding the monarch to the threatened species list, and Barb Agnew of the Friends of the Monarch Trail says there's good reason for that deliberation.
For someone who used to just, you know, be awash in monarchs and different butterflies, I get so excited now just to see one.
But Agnew has been working with developers who are putting up buildings on the county grounds, as well as with the state DOT and others to try to protect what's left of this monarch stopover point and improve it. Agnew says volunteers are planting milkweed plants and finding other ways to step up.
There's enough momentum, enough energy, enough passionate people who are concerned that are going to help us to make this happen.
The Obama administration may decide by next year whether it too will aid activists like Agnew and add federal protections for the monarch butterfly. Chuck Quernbach, Wisconsin Public Radio.